colder temperatures will be moving through a part of the Midwest this particular weekend. We'll likely see a very limited amount of precipitation occurring in some areas, but there will at least be a wintry mix of it across a fair amount of the region for a little while here today into Sunday morning. The cooler air that comes in is not going to be threatening for any of the winter wheat, whether it's soft wheat or even hard red wheat out in the plains, and no area is likely to be faced with any kind of bitter cold conditions for a while. We'll be watching closely, though, just to make sure that we don't suddenly get colder than we think we're going to be, but it looks like a little wintry mix of precipitation that's moving into the westernmost parts of the Corn Belt here this morning. We'll go ahead and advance eastward across a fair amount of the region this weekend with a little reinforcing shot of light snow coming in Saturday night into Sunday as the coldest air arrives into the region. Our temperatures will probably fall into some negative and positive single-digit readings across the upper parts of the Midwest and the easternmost portions of the Dakotas as we go through the Sunday-Monday time period. Mostly Sunday morning will be coldest. We'll likely see teens and 20s occur in the rest of the northern part of the Corn Belt, and we'll probably see lows at night in the southern areas dropping down to a few 20s and a couple of upper teens. That's as cold as it gets. That's not going to be threatening to any of the crops, even with or without snow on the ground. Well, let me change our focus a little bit here this morning, and let's take a look at what's going on in two other areas in the world. The first is parts of Russia and Ukraine. You've probably heard a lot of talk out there about bitter cold air settling into those areas next week, and it will be bitterly cold. The surface high pressure system that's building into the area is incredibly strong, and because of that, it'll likely drop temperatures in the negative 20s and negative 30s across parts of Russia. There is snow on the ground in most of the region, but the concern in the marketplace right now is that some of those snow depths may not be great enough. When you get temperatures down that low, you need at least 3 or 4 inches of snow on the ground to adequately protect the crown of these plants. And so there's not quite that much snow around in some areas, and that's the big debate. I think we've probably lost a lot of crop in Ukraine, especially because of poor emergence. And the reason why everyone's a little concerned is because obviously if we lose a little bit more production because of winter kill, it's going to add to the lack of grain being produced from those areas. And then, of course, if we really want to get a little worrisome, we can stop and think about the prospects of lingering La Nina in the spring and early summer. And if that ends up happening, the potential for more dryness problems in Russia and Ukraine are high again. And so there may be some problems with their spring crops as well. But that's a lot of speculation at this point. Anyway, we want to watch real closely what goes on over there over the weekend and into next week. The other issue of the day is in South America, and I think that we're going to be seeing a significant change in the forecast between now and Monday, so a little caution is advised here. Today's forecast is wetter for Argentina for next week in particular. Forecast models are suggesting widespread rain for most of the crop areas in that country, and it looks like rain amounts will probably run 1/2 to 1.5 inches across the heart of the region, some local amounts getting into the 2 to 3 inch range in the far northwest, and perhaps one or two spots in the far southeast may also do better with the amounts. What's interesting, or what's complicating the forecast, is a high pressure system that's supposed to be building into southern Brazil. As we move into this time next week, if the high pressure system builds in as suggested, the wet weather that's been advertised to move out of Argentina into southern Brazil will have a real tough time verifying. It may not actually happen, and the high pressure system may keep interior southern portions of Brazil quite dry and perhaps even warmer. We're going to watch for this development. Right now, the forecast in the pure model data is very wet across those areas, beginning on about the 5th of February and going out through the 9th. If this forecast change occurs, as I think it might, we may come back into the marketplace Sunday night and find less precipitation and a warmer bias in the interior southern Brazil. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.